he had. I led them into Mr. Wolfe's office, made the introductions, and sat them down.
Well, Mr. Crail, what can I do for you?
As you see, Mr. Wolfe, I'm blind.
Need I say you have my deepest sympathy?
I don't give a hoot for your sympathy, Mr. Wolfe. Though, thank you, of course. I mention my condition merely because it affects the position in which I find myself.
Go on.
You.
Yes, Mr. Crail?
Tell Mr. Wolfe about my daughter. Oh, incidentally, Mr. Wolfe, I asked my secretary to do this because in this way you will get a first-hand account.
Now, let's see. A few days ago, Tuesday to be exact, at about 3 o'clock in the afternoon, a young woman walked into the house and said she wanted to see her father. I spoke to her myself. She said her name was Magda Crail. I asked her certain questions.
Why, Mr. Gaines?
He asked her questions because he thought, and I thought, that my daughter died 13 years ago. Oh, either the girl who came back to me is my daughter, or she is an imposter, and she belongs in jail.
Is there any doubt in your mind about it?
Of course. That's why I'm here.
On the telephone, you said something about preventing murder.
Well, I have a stepson named Anthony George, to whom I intended to leave my money. Not because I liked him. Simply because I had nobody else to leave it to.
Except your daughter.
Except my daughter, if she is my daughter.
We were talking about murder.
I was talking about my daughter and my stepson.
Same thing, I think.
Maybe, possibly. I don't know.
Mr. Crail.
Yes?